You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams. The latest surge in COVID cases has hospitals crowded, short-staffed, and in some cases, rationing care. That means sometimes hospital clinicians have to go through the triage process to prioritize who gets care first or at all. For example, a doctor may decide a patient with respiratory failure should be admitted to the intensive care unit over someone who seems to have minor injuries from a car accident. But that distinction, especially in a crisis, might not be so clear-cut. So medical research centers like Johns Hopkins and Stanford are studying how machine learning might help. Dr. Ron Lee is a clinical assistant professor at Stanford Medicine, where he's director for digital health and AI clinical integration.
I think more and more what we're starting to see people explore is the use of technology to start to make, or at least help make, decisions with the data that has already been gathered. And this is where we're starting to look into the realm of artificial intelligence, machine learning models. Now, do we only use algorithms for decision-making, such as triage? Usually not. I mean, that's why we have clinicians who will follow algorithms to an extent, but then when the situation deviates, and usually it does, from what the algorithm is designed for, then that's really where the human expert has to come in and then make a decision.
With so many healthcare workers out sick, quarantining, has it changed how the medical profession is considering deploying this sort of computer-generated or computer-assisted triage strategy?
So I don't know if health systems are necessarily thinking, you know, that's going to be the solution. However, I think it's a good reason to start exploring how these algorithms can fit into existing workflows and support clinicians, physicians, and nurses. So think of the algorithm as more of a teammate, if you will, rather than a replacement of some of this work.
Throughout the pandemic, there have been concerns and legitimate fears about some of the institutional biases against, say, people with disabilities or people of color when it comes to triage. How do you fix that problem if maybe even the human-centered standard of care doesn't adequately address it?
So if in the past there's already bias, if certain groups of people were excluded from care, then the algorithm's going to learn from that prior experience and most likely will amplify these prior biased experiences. But I think the other thing that we should really think about is, let's say we have algorithms that are incorporated into workflows and you have clinicians and physicians see not just lab results and vital signs and not just talk to patients, but they're going to see risk scores coming from AI systems. What is the interplay between digesting an AI-generated risk score and then, you know, putting that together with what they heard from the patient? How does that all work out? I don't think we quite understand how that works yet because there are so few situations where we have AI models being used in the real world.
Dr. Ron Lee is a clinical assistant professor of medicine at Stanford University. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.